A plan to subdivide and redevelop a single-family lot in West Vancouver has been thrown out by the municipality. On Monday, a majority of council voted against further consideration of a project that would replace a single-family home at 2550 Queens Avenue with two separate homes, each with a secondary suite. During a staff presentation, council heard that the current 11,965-square-foot property would be divided into two lots, one around 5,300 square feet and the other 6,660 square feet. In order to proceed, the project would need a zoning variance due to the smaller lot sizes. Staff noted that there were no lots as small in the immediately surrounding area, but that other similar lots existed to the south on Palmerston Avenue. Most of the existing homes in the area were built in the 1940s and 50s, but that some had been renovated over the years, staff said. When the application came before council at a more preliminary stage last year, staff recommended the application be denied. At the time, council directed staff to continue processing the application. Staff added that most of the written submissions about the proposal were negative. Some residents commented that the design didn't match the neighborhood character, and that approval could set a precedent for other developments in the area. But there was some support as well, with people stating that it could add more housing options to the neighborhood. It's entirely inappropriate for this neighborhood. Cown. Linda Watt said she was uncomfortable with the proposal. There are a lot of variances. It's cramming an awful lot of density into those potential two lots, she said. Watt also criticized provincial legislation, namely Bill 44, which prohibits public hearings for projects that align with the official community plan, such as the Queens Avenue subdivision. It strikes me as a very ill-conceived and potentially reckless piece of legislation that really doesn't look at neighborhood character and the environment that we are being told to protect, she said. Stating that she campaigned on preserving neighborhood character, Cown. Christine Cassidy said she was completely opposed to the project. This is going to be, number one, a thumb in a hand. It's going to stick out, she said. I think it's entirely inappropriate for this neighborhood. Cassidy also questioned why council would proceed to the next step of considering the proposal. What is the point of wasting staff time and this applicant's expectations and time, if the chances of it going forward are not reasonably solid, she said. Ultimately, Cowns. Cassidy, Watt and Nora Gambioli voted it down, along with Mayor Mark Sager. Cowns. Scott Snyder, Peter Lamber and Sharon Thompson were in favor of moving the application process forward. NLABA at nsnews.com twitter.com/nick_labba at nicklabba.bisky.social. Want to stay updated on North Vancouver and West Vancouver news? Sign up for our free daily newsletter.